do a quick introduction to the prophecy of Yeshayahu HaNavi, Isaiah the prophet. Yeshayahu HaNavi came from the royal family. He was Yeshayahu, the son of Amoz, meaning his father Amoz was a prophet, and his father Amoz was the son of the Judean king. He was the brother of the Judean king, Amatziah. They were both children of the Judean king, and then one went off to prophecy, Amoz, and his brother Amatziah became the king. So the Navi Yeshayahu is going to prophesy to his relatives, and ultimately his own son. He will have his daughter marry his nephew, Chizkiyahu. The two cousins marry, his daughter and Chizkiyahu, and they have a child named Menashe, who will ultimately kill his grandfather, Yeshayahu. The wicked Menashe, who brought about the destruction of the first temple, he is the one that will ultimately kill his grandfather, Yeshayahu. But that's not recorded in the book Yeshayahu, that we have on tradition. Yeshayahu's prophecies are divided into two. Rashi points this out, and you'll notice it. The first half of the book focuses on the destruction, telling people to do tshuva. The second half of the book focuses on the great redemption. And he's not talking about the redemption from the first or second temple. He's talking about the redemption that's yet to come. The Shiva Denechemta, the seven prophecies of comfort that we say after Tisha B'Av, those 7 weeks that lead us up to the beginning of the new year, they all come from Yeshayah. Yeshayah is the prophet that comforts us. Now, Yeshayah wrote probably the most poetic form of prophecy that we have. And the book of Yeshayah is singled out as the book. As you will see, there are many plays on words, and he says the same concept from different angles of that poetic form. We will learn pshat, and in pshat, we're going to go the simple route and just say he's saying it in two different ways, when in fact, if you look closely at the commentaries, you will see that he is saying similar concepts, but not identical concepts. And that's where the Malbim comes in. The Malbim maintains in his introduction to the book of Yeshayah that no two words are identical in Hebrew. If they were identical, you wouldn't need two words. And if you think they're identical, then you don't understand them. And that's why the Malbim works throughout the book of Yeshayah to discern, to show the difference between Gila, Rina, Ditza, Chedva. What's the difference? What's the difference between Oyev and Sonei? Yes, throughout the book of Yeshayah, he takes words that seem similar and shows the difference. Banim, tzeetzaim, yeladim. Every word you think is synonymous, no. He'll show you the difference, and then based on that, he'll show you the difference in the prophecy, that the prophecy is really saying two different points. But that would take a long time, and the book of Yeshayah is long enough, so for the first time is learning, what we're going to do is we're going to stick to the Pasha Pshat, and Bezat Shem next week we will begin the prophecy of Yeshayahu.